This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my colleague and friend, Thaddeus McCotter, a recovering politician. He writes at American Greatness. And we're touching on these early moments of the Gathering of Eagles in Vilnius, Lithuania, about the Ukraine war. The reason I touch on it with Thaddeus is that he's in the heart of the country, in Detroit, Livonia. The Midwestern states, from Pennsylvania to Iowa to Wisconsin, determine the election. And the open question is, does foreign policy play in these states when it comes to choosing a leader for the United States, even members of Congress? And that is, I don't know the answer, because the way that the Ukraine war has been presented by the Biden administration, it's not about blood, it's about treasure, and it's about commitments far away without the president defining why it is we're getting so deeper and deeper involved, so that we're now sending bigger and more dangerous weapon systems into the hands of people we don't know. How does it appear to the people who are going to determine the next presidency?
Good evening to you, John. Well, in the 80s, Ronald Reagan showed us that it does matter. Here in Michigan, we have many people from the Baltic nations that are now Americans, or second-generation Americans, or first-generation Americans. From Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, you have Ukrainians here. In fact, when I was growing up in our neighborhood, we had a family down the street, and they had an accent. It was an Eastern European accent. And someone asked them, "Are you Russian?" And my friend got very irate, looked at them and said, "We are not Russian, we are Ukrainian." So when you look at it through that lens, yes, there is a political appeal to people who have still have very close ties to Eastern Europe, who have very latent animosity, and rightly so, towards the former Soviet Union and towards Mr. Putin. So that it does have a political calculation here in the United States. I think that when you look at it even today, you continue to see that. You can still see the flags for Ukraine, and it's not just virtue signaling by the left. It is people who have a deep and abiding concern for a country that, while they may no longer be citizens, but they certainly have ancestral ties to it and want to see it be free. So I think there is that element to it. To a certain extent, it can often be overlooked. Obviously, I think the Clinton phrase, "if the economy's stupid," still retains much of its credibility with the electorate. But foreign affairs do matter to certain individuals. When I represented Michigan's 11th congressional district here just outside Detroit, it was very important to me to get on the International Relations Committee, because these issues were very, very important to many of my constituents, Greeks, Armenians, and others. And so I needed to make sure that they knew that they had a representative who understood these issues, cared about them, and could champion their beliefs in the halls of Congress. In fact, one of my not immediate predecessors, but someone who preceded me in Congress from this area was Bill Broomfield, who was one of the long-serving ranking members on the International Relations Committee. So it's very important here in Michigan, and it could be very important in Michigan in 2024, depending on what the Republican nominee articulates, what the Democratic nominee articulates regarding this area.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, recovering politician from the great state of Michigan, that will determine, along with its neighbors, the election of 2024 for the presidency. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.